Hello and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth May.
All right, still got 8 seconds to go, allegedly. I feel like this is a new thing. You know, we've been recording this podcast for many years, and we never used to sort of make this joke about the extra long fade outs.
No, so sure, it's a
be,
joke.
Now it seems to be every other. I say it's a joke.
Yes, say it. I'm not sure that constitutes a joke or even notice it, especially when Nick then edits them all
the
out.
The gag?
I think a gag is more serious than a joke in terms of its,
it's
expectation
neither,
of laughter.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know my opinion of comedians, so I'm not trying to be one. That is the sounds of Elena Setien. The track is called Surfacing. It's from a record called Moonlit Reveries, which is coming out on Thrill Jockey 26th of January.
Next year. I think this is the first one, right?
That's our first 2024.
I'm a big fan of how you've started this podcast by diving in as if it's like just a track in the middle. It's like, no, hello, No, but I mean, I guess we've got the sort of thing that we put in at the start that says hello.
I could have said hello. Again,
just pure business Anthony today. It's just like,
get in, get out.
Yeah, get it done. No, no pleasantries. Just here's the music. This is what it is. Become a patron. See you next week.
Oh, hello, dear listeners. I value each and every one of you, and every second that I spend with you is an unmitigated delight. That is the sounds of Elena Setien. She is a Basque, north of Spain, singer, violinist, composer. She came from more of a classical background in violin and singing, but now she's doing music like you heard here, which is released on Thrill Jockey. Happy to have her here on the pod.
You did tell that amazing joke about the fade out, but speaking about the fade out, that was what sort of brought my attention to the wonderful sort of drumming underneath it, that sort of like band-like sort of rudder-rum-bum-bum.
It was a nice little intro. This is the follow-up from her 2022 album, Unfamiliar Minds, on Thrill Jockey, and she's got a back catalogue you can go check out in all the usual places. We continue to be sponsored by the State 51. Thank you, Will, Gordon, Shane, and all the other great people at State 51.
Did someone pay you for that terrible pronunciation of the word?
It's been a trying day. It's in both corners here, more so for Gareth, to be honest. But I've been moping around myself. So they've been sponsoring us for the last couple of years. It's a great record label. You know the name here already. They are lining up for their factory sessions, new ones that are going to be recorded through December. So keep an eye on their State 51 YouTube channel. I've got into a couple of fantastic bands from their new releases with MXLX, UKEA, Better Corners, etc.
I'm good. Going straight with some funk carioca from Brazil, so from DJ Rami Mez. Played him before on the podcast. He's a producer, DJ from Volta Redonda in Rio de Janeiro. And yeah, this track is called Putaria em Volta Redondo. Aqui volta redonda, rola muita putaria. Aqui volta redonda, rola muita putaria. Novinha então cai pra treta, novinha então cai pra treta, novinha então cai pra treta, vou machucar tua vagina. Toma, 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 toma.
Pega essa visão, esse é DJ do baile, faz tu mexer o xerecão. Esse é DJ do baile, faz tu mexer o xerecão.
There you go. It's sounds of DJ Rama Mez, track Putada en Volta Redonda, featuring DJ Pretino, DVR, DJ Ramam as well. And yeah, so self-release coming out from Brazil. The record is called Tamborim de Volta Redonda as well. So yeah, absolutely fabulous. Volta Redonda, the area in Rio de Janeiro, where DJ Rama Mez is from. Yeah, really just love that sort of music, that sort of funk karaoke, sort of ballet funk, sort of genre, sort of like kind of influenced a bit by sort of footwork, but, you know, lots of hip hop sort of influence in there, a bit of sort of Latin beats and other stuff sort of thrown in there. Really wonderful type of music, sort of born out of
the real worldwide mishmash.
Absolutely worldwide mishmash. I mean, you get a lot of that sort of music in the Caribbean and sort of a lot of sort of Afrobeat influence in there as well. You know, so I was getting a little bit deeper into it, and sort of like a lot of original links to the slave trade. It reminds me of a conversation me and our good friend Chris Menist have had a few times about how sort of merchant ships sort of responsible for the spread of music in sort of the olden days, and that sort of then sort of, you know, you can have music on different sides of the world with completely different names that sounds very similar, have a lot of the same similarities.
100%. You know, when I was in Livingston in Guatemala a number of years ago, Guatemala is Central American. It's predominantly either Mayan indigenous or Spanish. But there's this one town that's not accessible by car, only by boat. And it's majority black. And the music is coming over from West Africa. And I was there on like a celebration day. So there's like sound systems and street parties and stuff. And apparently it's because of a crashed slaving ship like 200 years ago. And like, that's it, Livingston. And it was a really, really interesting, completely different than the rest of Guatemala.
Yeah, it's fantastic how, you know, even before the internet, how these sorts of, these ideas could spread.
How people spread before the internet. I prefer the internet.
You prefer the internet to slavery. you're not a big slave trade fan.
I think I'll take the internet.
Official, you know, it's
official. It's taken independent music podcast hardline.
Yeah, it's taken us 434 episodes to like finally bring that up and sort of be clear on our statement on that. But yeah, he has some amazing music, loads and loads of stuff on his Bandcamp. So djrahmemez.bandcamp.com. We played a track, El Mane Voce Acha Que Su Som E Bom, which is an absolute banger. Played that back in June on his release on QTV Cello. You enjoy my commitment to re-saying these names when I'm garbled them first time around and I'm garbling them again.
I'm taking it. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So yeah, wonderful music. And yes, go and check more.
Next one from me is by an artist from Wales called Keris Hafana. I met them at Focus Wales, saw a play, great set, was hoping to do some gigs with them.
Was that your trip to Wrexham?
It was my trip to Wrexham.
The world famous, world-renowned Wrexham.
My world famous trip to Wrexham. Yeah, had a great time, saw some good music, including Keris. She just put this track on her Bandcamp. It seems to be a standalone single. It was just part of a compilation called Old Tunes Fresh Takes that was, I'm not sure when it came out, it was part of something that came out before, but she wanted to just get this down her own line. So I'm just going to play it for you because I don't think you've played Keris on the podcast before. And I think she is excellent. So this is The Wife of Usher's Well.
There lived a wife in Usher's Well, a wealthy wife was she. She had three stout, stalwart sons and sent them oversea. They had not been from Usher's Well a week, but barely one. When word came to the Caroline wife that her three sons were gone. Side of the tree that grows in paradise. Cold clay, cold clay, hangs over my head. And green grass grows at my feet. And every tear that you shed for me affects my wife. Safe and well. We may not eat your bread,
We go. That is Keres Hafana and the wife of Usher's Well. Yeah, I really like Keres. She's doing some, there's a lot of good folk acts around right now that are finding broader audiences.
Definitely having a renaissance. Exactly. We've said it a few times.
In our third folk revival of our musical lifetime. Like all these things, you know, once every 5 years, you know, folk comes up and grime goes down. And then, you know, as the years go, folk goes down and grime goes up.
There should just be one person that's doing both, that sort of like switches between the two. That would be an interesting catalogue.
The Wife of Usher's Well, it's an old folk song. Classified as child ballad number 79 per Wikipedia, but I don't really know what that means, but it's an old traditional.
Yeah. Well, I going back to the grime thing, really, is your message for Keres now to start like learning some electronic music production and sort of like getting into a grime sort of stuff? Cause so for when the renaissance comes in a couple of years?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it is an idea. I'm not certain it's the idea, but you know, I mean, the thing is, there's no downside.
Oh.
So maybe it is a good thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of grime that's influenced by folklore as well. It doesn't have to be folk just because it's called folklore, I guess. Anyway, I'm going off on a bit of a weird tangent. Have you got anything else to say on that?
That's all I got, buddy.
I'm going to go to Bolivia now. This is a record from Luzmila Carpio. She's a Bolivian, as I say, of Quechuan origin. So Quechua was sort of the main language family of the Incan Empire and still widely spoken in Peru particularly, but lots of South America. She's been making music for the best part of half a century now, but this is her first record in a decade. It's absolutely fantastic. It's produced by a chap called Leonardo Martinelli, and it says here in the blurb that he spent the bulk of his career finding the common ground between Latin American folk rhythms and modern electronics. And it's like, there we go. So ticks a box on the bingo card of the Independent Music Podcast. So absolutely beautiful, this. It's called Ofrenda de los Pareos, which translates to Offering of the Birds. So yes, very bird-themed on the podcast in the last couple of weeks.
Just in South Norwood Country Park looking for birds, but we're slim pickings.
There you go. So anyway, a bird song and unusual music. This sums it up perfectly. It's Luzmila Carpio, Ofrenda de los Pareos.
Thank you.
There you have it. Sounds of Luzmila Carpio, Ofrenda de los Perreos is the name of the track. We're taken from her record, Inti Huetana, El Retorno del Sun, The Return of the Sun, album ZZK or ZZK Records out of the US. Just absolutely fabulous, weird, wonderful, beautiful. It's sort of blissful, is what I wrote down here. Like, it's unusual, but absolutely beautiful as well. A little bit more about her. She's a Bolivian singer, songwriter, and yeah, she's of Quechuan origin, as I mentioned before, has been making music for over half a century. Her sort of theme, or this theme for her music, is about trying to spread that ancestral Andean knowledge and music all over the world. And so this is another example of that. She sings in both Spanish and Quechuan as well. And she's trying to produce music that says here has the respect of Latin American indigenous traditions and vindicating the role of women in society. And yeah, she's got well over 25 records and now over 50 years. And so she was obviously pretty prolific if this is her first one in a decade. And yeah, not much more to say about that apart from it says here that there's a documentary coming out at some point on her and around this record as well, although the only thing I can find about it is something that says it's going to come. Yeah. It's going to come.
Yeah, nice music to sort of space out to and
The record
swim
is,
around in.
Yeah, absolutely. The record is beautiful. It is sit in a pool and have that playing.
Reminded me a little bit of the Ochimoki record released on Phantom Limb. I don't know if we played that one on the podcast, but I have it and I've played it on NTS like two or three times. It came out here on Phantom Limb in 2021, but I think it was recorded in the 80s and it featured like an American ethnomusicologist and a sort of native Mexican, I guess. So anyway, of Aztec descent, basically, where they're trying to make music that were all on Aztec traditional instruments.
Yeah.
And they did stuff together. And it's a fantastic record. I've listened to it quite a bit. Ochimoki, Temple of the New Sun.
Yeah, same with this record as well, in terms of lots of traditional instrumentation in there as well, as well as obviously modern electronics too. Speaking of Phantom Limb, though, I've been listening to that Whack Whack Kingdom record a lot this week. A lot. The vinyl arrived earlier this week. And yeah, so if you haven't listened to that, dear listener, or you haven't got tickets to see them live in a couple of weeks' time. Are they touring, or are they just...
I'm pretty sure this isn't the only UK show. They're definitely doing a few more. I don't know the exact dates, but...
Yeah, they're playing in London.
22nd of November. And yeah, I also played that record on my NTS show on Monday as well. So
good.
Got Whack Whack Kingdom on the brain, although it was listed as Wah Wah Kingdom. But I tell you, can't even blame my handwriting. I typed in the track list, but what can you do? So something a bit different here. I want to play you some absolutely bangers metal from Nottingham. I was reading the Quietus's sort of metal column for the month. Just this, it was like, it's like 7:30 this morning. And
what a way to wake
up. Exactly. Yeah. And there was a bunch of good music that was really good on there, but I specifically like this. Coming out on Church Road Records, the band's called Underdark. The album's called A Managed Decline, and this is a track called Enterprise. There we go. That is the sounds of Underdark from Nottingham. Some black metal, I guess, you know, not particularly
loving the question,
not particularly super informed on the exact, even house music doesn't have the specific genre subcultures that metal has. I think they can't quite compete. As a follow-up to their album in 2021, Our Bodies Burned Bright on re-entry, I want to see him live. I'll imagine that it will be excellent. It's from Church Road Records, probably, if I remembered it better, on a label that 9Hz probably play all the time, I could imagine.
And that is everything we have if you're listening on the free feed. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to hear more music beyond the next track, then sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast, and you get early access, you get full access, you get access to our Discord club and all the other goodness and stuff and Bandcamp download codes and all other things that happen on the Discord club. And this week you will get to hear some sort of Chinese techno and something else, some Mexican ambient downtempo electronics.
I've got some Mexican avant-garde music as well. So it's all Mexico in the patron only.
Mexico heavy. I am going to end with this one. It's on the brilliant Radio Cayaban.
Do you pick
records.
Up that tape? Do you have it physical?
Yes, you're referring to the Naja Wanan Baidar tape.
Yeah, that was in our Favourites of the Year. Yes. A couple of years ago.
Yeah,
It was last year.
And okay, I also bought the vinyl yesterday.
Oh, mate. Oh, was that what you posted on the Discord?
I did.
Oh, I actually haven't really looked at it, but I saw Gareth being like, it's been released on vinyl, but I haven't actually got it clicked on it yet. Yeah. It was that? Oh, good link. It's like, I know your mind.
Yeah, there you go. So it actually sold out, that record. Yeah, the brilliant Afghan street musician.
And it sold out already?
I don't know if the new one, this is the third issue on vinyl. I've missed the first two, and so getting this one was what I was happy about. But yeah, that record, Khidmat Bikaik, by Najawan Bader. Yeah, very highly recommended. Yes, yeah, so Radio Caliban, who released that record, and I've also released this. This is a collaboration between Dunham's and Banas. Dunham's is a moniker of Sijao Nasrallah, who's a Palestinian musician, and Manas is the duo of Tashi Dorhi and Tom Nugan. And yeah, they did a live recorded collaboration and are now releasing it in order to raise funds for medical aid to the people of Gaza. So through MAP, so map.co.uk if you want to donate to that. This is a fantastic record, proper, like, yeah, I would love to see this live, and I will love to see this live. So it's a beautiful way to end. Well, beautiful is probably the wrong word. It's a great way to end the free feed. So this is Dunham's and Manas. The track is called I See the Past, and we will be back the other side of this.